Yeah,
I think people's running scared, thinking, once you mention meter, run quick. You know, it's not going to be that bad. Fares will go up, but they're not going to go up to the extent that people think they're going to go up, you know.
That's Derry taxi driver Martin McCool.
Well, the new meter system is to give us a decent living, where at the moment everything's a set fare, and some fares in this town haven't went up in over 15 years, which is totally wrong. A local fare is £3. Where does £3 start and where does it end? So you give the kids £3 to go into Sheffer Suites, you know. And people don't understand that. People think when you get into this car, you're sitting and you're just raking on all this money. You're not. See, when you take your overheads out of your diesel and everything else, you're left with very little. That's why the taxi drivers in Derry are genuinely doing 80 to 90 hours a week. They're actually doing 2 weeks' work in a week before they make a living, which is absolutely disgraceful. That's why these meters now will cut down the hours, hopefully, and we'll get a living out of it.
It's not just good news for drivers. Martin also thinks the system is fairer for punters who feel they're being charged too much.
Now, these meters will put an end to that argument. That's why you need the meter on, because you're not telling the people then, the people can see it, it's black and white, it's in front of you what the fare is, and that puts an end to any arguments over 50p's, staffs and diversions. And everybody's happy.
Or is everybody as happy as Martin thinks? Where there's change, there are opinions, and people in Derry city centre seem to feel differently.
I think it's a joke, because I live in Strathfoyle, so taxi from Strathfoyle to Hatmore was like £8, when it was normally like £4.50. So you're talking a big jump, and for people it's not working, it's crazy. Like, you can't expect everybody to pay that. I was driving, but I have epilepsy, so I can't drive anymore, so I rely on them to get everywhere from hospital appointments to work, and Jesus, you know, what can you do?
Well, it is cheap, all right, but then again, more people will use it when it's cheaper. And obviously, you don't have the transport service that you would have in a bigger city. So obviously, more people have to go and use taxis. So I think they should keep it the way it is, being honest.
No, I think they should be on, like, because they're...
But not as high as they are.
Well, not as high, like, but they need an extra couple of pounds, like, for what they do, like, you know what I mean? Yes, because they've been far too cheap here a long time, like.
While it may mean fair wages at last, there are still problems. One taxi driver feels there's been too much confusion over how and when the system has been implemented.
I tell you what, the way they brought them in was stupid. They should be in now. Said that the meter should be in by the 1st of October. They should be in, and anybody that doesn't have it in, the officers and everybody else should be put off the road. People say that they weren't given enough time. People say they haven't got the tariffs yet. It's not anybody's problem, it's their own problem. They should have had it sorted before now. And the council and the storm meeting all should have had it on and implemented that they're up and running. They keep deferring them. Next thing now, they'll not be out now. May next year, maybe. They should implement what they said they were going to do and have them up and running now.
Emotions may run high, but for now at least, taxi driver Martin is taking the change in his stride.
I don't know what way, as I say, the fare will work out in the meter. There'll be some fares will be different from others, and there'll be some fares where people will be going, you know, where am I getting the money to pay this? You know, but I would say it'll work out, as long as I don't get a black eye. I don't think it'll come to that.